You gotta go with what the wheel says, Al.
I know I do. It's just... Oh, hi, everyone. We're here with the Wheel of Mashups, and...
Go on.
Well, we took a spin before the segment started, and now I'm kind of stuck.
Here's the thing we didn't tell you about the Wheel of Mashups last time. Its choices are legally binding.
They sure are, Matt. That means no matter what two pop culture entities come up on the wheel, we are obligated by law to combine them into a sketch.
This is what happens when Al buys show props at a government auction.
Listen, we can't undo it now. We've spun the wheel, and here we are. Let's just do this.
Before you joined us, we had the wheel select this week's random seeds. I came up with Caroline in the City, which I have never heard of in my life. What is it, some kind of herbal tea?
And I got Coraline, which I think is a manufacturer of heavy equipment, or possibly a Madonna song.
Well, I guess we have to do something with this. We risk angering the wheel. All hail the Wheel of Mashups.
Man, I'm not scared of that thing. I'm not doing it. I don't even care that the title Coraline in the City is super obvious and already does half the work for us. I refuse to cave to the unreasonable wishes of a giant wheel.
Are you scared of a giant wheel that's just broken free and appears intent on murdering you?